There is no way that any born-again Christian can be fruitful and effective in the kingdom of God if they do not remain in Christ. People might regard themselves as fruitful, but God is the judge, nobody else. Many preachers have big churches and they quote some big numbers that might impress people. But all that counts in the final analysis is whether God approves of them. We read in John chapter 15 verse 1, Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, so that it may bear more fruit. Jesus goes on to say, verse 4, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 10, Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. How do we abide in Jesus? By keeping his commandments, obeying his teachings, as they were also recorded in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. By obeying and living according to what he taught in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. It is very clear that those believers who do not remain in Christ, in obedience to him, cannot bear fruit and will get cut off and burned. Jesus was speaking to his disciples, not to unbelievers, not to those who were not born again. Our salvation hinges on our relationship with Jesus. If we disobey him and do not keep his commandments, not the Ten Commandments, his commandments, then we cannot bear fruit. Going to church and fellowship with other believers does not determine our salvation. It is our relationship with him that determines whether we bear fruit and whether we will enter heaven in the end. We demonstrate our love for Jesus through our obedience to him. We grow in our relationship with him through our closeness to him, through trust, prayer, and loyal service to him. We read in John chapter 14, verse 21, Jesus said, he who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him. Verse 23, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. To those who love and obey Jesus, he promised that him and the Father will come and dwell with them, and that Jesus will reveal, disclose himself to such a person. He promised to give the Holy Spirit, the Helper, to be with such a person. Verse 26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Jesus further said of the Holy Spirit, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak on His own initiative. But whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take of Mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore I said that He takes of Mine and will disclose it to you. John chapter 16, verse 12 to 15. Bearing fruit in Jesus goes much further than just keeping the commandments of Jesus. It is about being led by the Holy Spirit and thus doing the will of God. We read in the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, the first followers of Jesus, of how they first waited for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that was given on the day of Pentecost. After receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they went out under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, bringing many to faith in Jesus. The Holy Spirit was promised for all those who believe in Jesus, obey Him, repent, and be baptized in water, as we read in Acts chapter 2, verse 37 and 38. They said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brethren, what shall we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to Himself." Those very first believers that believed in Jesus, who obeyed the gospel, repented, and were baptized in water, also received the Holy Spirit. They did not have Bibles. Bibles did not exist. They received the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit guided them into fruitfulness. The Acts of the Apostles, the first believers, were recorded in the book of Acts. They were holy people, operating under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, making disciples of Jesus, who also received the Holy Spirit and were led by the Holy Spirit of Christ in them. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, "For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God." He was talking about those who are born again and who follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Jesus' sheep hear His voice and they follow Him. That is how they bear fruit. They follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit that He gives in those who are born again. Many believers are not born again. Others are born again and have received the Holy Spirit, but never started following the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And that is why they are unfruitful. They will get cut off and burned if they do not repent, turn back to Jesus, and follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit until the end. Most believers have been deceived by false teachings to only believe in Jesus for salvation. That will not save them if they do not obey and follow Jesus. Be filled with the Holy Spirit and obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit so that they can bear fruit for the kingdom of God. We can only bear fruit that is pleasing to God if we remain in Jesus and operate under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Please consider this message carefully. Pray about it and ask Jesus to give you understanding. Do not take it lightly and forget about it. We must bear fruit for the kingdom of God, or else we are unsuitable and will not enter heaven. Remember, Jesus said, if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. John 15, verse 6. Do not let that happen to you. May Jesus bless you.
Jesus Christ is alive, and hell is real. I am here to introduce you to Jesus Christ so that you can know him and follow him and have eternal life. Subscribe to my channel to learn more about Jesus. May Jesus bless you.